I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 23. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Well, we're going to talk about today's little interesting twist. And in fact, I was previewing this with one of my program directors, and he said, love this stuff. Love your show. He says, every time I listen to your show, I want to take notes. And I said, good. I like that. That's good when the boss wants to take notes from your own show. So what we're going to talk about today is not necessarily food, but other chemicals that are involved when you go out and eat. Because there's a lot of things that are getting into your body that you don't really want there. Now, these chemicals are called endocrine disruptors. Now, what they do is they interrupt your hormone function. So endocrine disruptors are similar in structure to the sex hormones, specifically estrogen. Now, what estrogen does, estrogen is a growth hormone. So when you're growing, your cells need estrogen. It makes them duplicate and grow. Well, the problem is this, that if you're done growing up, you start to grow out. And that becomes a problem. So a lot of problems that I find with patients that are overweight is it's not only what they're eating, it's the chemicals they're exposing themselves to. And that becomes a real serious issue because we're all getting exposed to these endocrine disrupting chemicals all day, every day. So that's why you have to be more healthy if you want to obtain and maintain good health than you had to be, let's say, 20 years ago because these chemicals weren't really around. Now, they interfere with what's called physiology. Even extremely small amounts of hormones can adversely affect your growth, your development. A lot of things in the body you don't need a lot of. Like, for example, vitamin B12. You need a thimbleful of vitamin B12 in a lifetime. I mean, that's how little vitamin B12 we use. But when we put it in, it's not absorbed very well. And so that's why I take Dr. Joe's B-complex supplements every day, which has B12 in it. Now, I'm a vegan. I don't eat any animal products. And you get B12 from rotten flesh. When bacteria eat the rotten flesh, it will create B12. It's a waste product of the bacteria. So as somebody who doesn't eat animal products, I don't get rotten flesh in my body, I can take a B12 supplement, which is fine. Now, your body makes some B12 as well, but I supplement anyway. I'm a big fan of supplements. If you've never heard the show, you know I'm a big fan of supplements. So endocrine disrupting chemicals. One of them is called bisphenol A or BPA. Now, you may have seen this BPA listed on different products you may buy, baby plastic, a BPA-free, a bottles, BPA-free. What the heck is BPA? It's called bisphenol A, and it's an endocrine disruptor. It's a estrogen-like compound. So for years, we had bisphenol A, and it was getting into the system, and it was affecting the hormones. So finally, and I've been talking about this for years, the scientists got together and said, okay, we got to ban this stuff or at least label things BPA-free, not ban. I said the wrong word there. So you did that, but some companies got smart and they said, well, we're not going to use bisphenol A, we're going to use bisphenol S or BPS, which is similar to BPA and has adverse reactions as well. BPA is the one well-known endocrine disruptor. And now you see it a lot in things like canned food. Now, years ago, I was a pizza driver. In fact, I graduated college. Here I was, probably the most educated pizza driver in the world. Had my doctor degree, had my BS already, and I was just starting out in practice, and I had to make money, didn't have any patients. So I would deliver pizza for a well-known national pizza chain at night, and then I'd see patients during the day. And my biggest fear, of course, was I was going to deliver pizza to a patient. You know, imagine I walk into, you're my patient, I ring your doorbell, hey, Mrs. Johnson, here's your pizza, see you Tuesday, you know, and walk out. So I never did. Luckily, I never ran into a patient. But the good news was I didn't have a lot of patients, so it didn't really matter. But the reason I'm going into this story is I remember we'd have these big cans of tomato sauce, the pizza topping. And we'd cut, open it up, and we'd dump it out. And my boss, we had this big spatula. It was monster size. And he said, if we scrape out the cans, whatever it was, I don't remember, for every three cans we scrape out, that's enough sauce for one pizza. So they made us scrape out the cans all the time from the sauce. Well, now things slide out of the can. Why is that? Because a lot of cans now use something called BPA, bisphenol A, which acts like a nonstick coating, slides out. Well, the problem is if you're eating something, anything, BPA can leach into it. But if you're eating specifically something with acid in it, like tomatoes, the acid can leach the bisphenol A into the food, because the acids do that. So here's the thing. If you're going to eat something acidic, vinegar, lemon juice, tomatoes, try to get something that either A, is certified BPA-free, and cans are saying that now, or B, get it in something that isn't plastic. Like a lot of times I'll see vinegar, and it's in a plastic container. Well, that's not really good because the vinegar is an acid and it's leaching this plastic into the food. So glass or metal is fine too, but glass is probably going to be your safest bet. According to one study, people who use hand sanitizer, touched a cash register receipt, and ate French fries were quickly exposed to high levels of BPA. It's a chemical that's found on cash register receipts. So you're thinking to yourself, Dr. Joe, something as benign as that cash register receipt is an issue? Yes. So let's assume you and I are going to go out to lunch, okay? And we're going to go out for fast food or any type of food, really. Let's talk about some of the chemicals we might get exposed to very innocently. So we go into the restaurant and they have the hand sanitizer. Squirt a little hand sanitizer on our hands. We wash our hands down. And what happens is the triclosan, which is in the hand sanitizer, is an endocrine disruptor. And it gets on our skin and into our blood. The other thing is that it kind of breaks down a barrier in your skin and allows other chemicals to get into your skin. So not only is it bad because it's an endocrine disruptor, it's breaking down your natural barriers. So then you and I order some French fries and whatever else, hamburger, and it's in a wrapper. And then we get our cash register receipt, grab the cash register receipt, I take it, I fold it up, I put it in my pocket, we go sit down, I eat some French fries. What just happened? Three things increase the toxic levels in my body. Number one, the triclosan broke down the chemical barrier on my hands, the hand sanitizer. Number two, I touched the BPA on the cash register receipt. And number three, I ate greasy French fries. And grease, BPA is fat soluble, it dissolves and then gets into the skin even faster. So here you are trying to be healthy and something as innocent as you just going out and touching a cash register receipt. Now we have a problem with it. Isn't that wild? So you got to think about that. And let's assume we have a hamburger that's in a wrapper. Now, in the United States, they recently banned a lot of these chemicals from being on wrappers. The problem is that if we get our wrappers from other countries, we can get these chemicals, these non-stick chemicals that are on the wrappers getting into your body. So when the science added the two factors together, scrubbing hands with hand sanitizer, eating greasy foods, and then touching the receipt, skyrocketed the absorption of these chemicals. Now, chemicals used to make hand sanitizer, soaps, lotions, sunscreen, all degrade the body's ability to have a barrier and enhances our susceptibility and chemicals getting absorbed into the body. So BPA enters the body more effectively than it would otherwise, and now we got a problem. So the absorption of BPA can be as fast as 2 seconds. How's that for wild? So according to the author of this study, amounts of BPA absorbed found in his research in a zone where effects are associated with obesity, diabetes, and neurological effects. So even something as simple as that, what we just talked about, can lead to things or contribute to things like obesity and neurological issues. Now I'm a chiropractor. If you're first time you're tuning in, I'm board certified in chiropractic, orthopedics, pain management, double board certified in nutrition, BS in nutrition. A retired dietitian, award-winning author. My radio show is nationally syndicated with the number one health and wellness radio show in the world. Been in practice 33 years. I've seen thousands, maybe tens of thousands of patients. I never really counted. And so patients come to me with a lot of problems. In fact, I was having a staff meeting with some of my doctors the other day, and they said, well, we see patients not like your typical chiropractor's office. We see neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, car accidents. But we also see a lot of patients that have other issues, issues like obesity and diabetes and blood pressure issues. So we see a lot of patients in a lot of different ways, more so than really any other doctor's office that I know of, because most doctors would specialize in heart disease or liver or colon or chiropractic or orthopedics. But we see the combination of all of them. And the reason we are is because we cover the nervous system, we cover the digestive system, and we look at the patient's diet. So my office, we want to get to the cause of your healthcare problem, not just treat the symptoms. And that's why patients literally from all over the world come to see us. So when people come to our office, let's assume they have obesity and we look at their diet and they start to straighten out their diet, but they're still touching cash register receipts. Or they're using endocrine disrupting chemicals. Perfumes, hairsprays, they have phthalates, which are also endocrine disrupting. New car smell, carpet freshener, these things you plug into the wall that freshen the room. All of these chemicals can actually contribute to your ability to lose weight, or inability to lose weight, I guess I should say. So that's why we see a patient, we want to dig deep into their lives and find out where the problems are. We talked about holding it as little as 2 seconds can cause an issue. Study analytical and bioanalytical chemistry found that 13 thermal printing receipts analyzed, 13 different types, 11 of them contain BPA. So there is a chance that your receipt doesn't contain bisphenol A, but you don't know that. And I don't want you to take that chance. Laws are passed in a dozen U.S. states banning BPA from a variety of products, mostly products for children, such as baby bottles and sippy cups. Connecticut is the only state that banned the BPA for cash register receipts, as far as I know. So if you don't have to get a cash register receipt, don't take it. Say, no, I'm too good, thank you. And a lot of times you go to a gas station, you know, you pump your own gas. I think New Jersey might be the only place you still can't pump your own gas, being from New Jersey, I know that. And it says, do you want a receipt? If you don't need it, just say no. And that's one less way you're going to get it. Now, most of the bisphenol A you're going to get in your body is from canned foods. It's not from cash register receipts. But I'm trying to fix as many different areas of your body as we can. Because again, as a chiropractor, I'm looking at your nervous system. I want to make sure the message is getting from your brain, down your spine, out to your body, and back up again. And physically, we can interfere with the nerves. And chemically, we can interfere with the nerves. My team of doctors can work on the physical part. You got to work on the chemical part. So if you don't need it, don't take it. It's just that simple. Other hazards associated with fast food receipts and packaging. We said the United States has ceased using things called perchlorate and perfluorocarboxylates in nonstick food wrappers. However, again, if you get it from another country, there's a problem. So what do these chemicals do? What can these chemicals cause with you? How about infertility? These chemicals have been shown to dramatically increase the odds of infertility. In one study, the PFOS, that's one of the abbreviation for some of the chemicals, increased the risk of infertility anywhere from 70 to 134%. It's pretty serious stuff. Well, another chemical is linked to 60 to 154% increase in the chance of being infertile. Now, I've been in practice 33 years. Patients come to us and they say, Dr. Joe, I got neck pain, I got back pain, I was car accident. Of course, they want to see us. But I'm seeing more and more issues with infertility. And men, especially, because it's a functional issue, it's more obvious in men and women, a romantic functional issue. And estrogen can counteract, essentially, testosterone, and testosterone is necessary for normal male function. So we got to be careful, guys, what we're putting in our body. Because years ago, patients would come in, it was usually 70-year-old men who were overweight and smoked on blood pressure medication, and they had functional issues. We'll keep it clean because it's a family show. I'm getting patients now in their 20s. Doc, I just can't function romantically. What's going on? I had one guy, I was 6'4", looked like He-Man. I mean, this guy was as handsome as he can be. Great build on him, charming as he can be, long hair. Oh, the staff was just going nuts every time he'd walk in the door. And we sat in a room and he said, Doc, I can't function anymore. So we started looking at some of the things he was doing. And what he was doing steroids to build his muscles, which of course can do that. And then we got him off all the steroids. We got him off all the other functions. And he lost a little bit of his muscle mass. He still looked great, but he's able to function again. So the good news is the younger you are, the easier it is to reverse this stuff. The older we are, it's harder to do. Now, a lot of romantic issues can be a circulatory issue because the blood vessels and the romance organs for men and women are very, very tiny. And you want to get good blood supply flowing in there. And most people have a bad diet. They eat bad fats that are oxidized, and it causes cholesterol to stick to the artery walls. That's heating the fats at a very high temperature. That causes oxidation. And so we have to work on their circulatory issue, and then we have to work on their chemical situation. And as a chiropractor, if we're talking about romantic problems, I always would check the low back. The nerves in the low back control back, hip, legs, knees, and feet. Might cause back pain, leg pain, hip pain. So if you have a pinched nerve, you want to unpinch it. But those same low back nerves control your colon, sex organs, and bladder. Now you might see gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, urinary problems, romantic issues. So if we've got issues going on, my team of doctors always tries to approach it from several different ways. Is it a pinched nerve? Is it a chemical issue? Is it bad nutrition? One of the supplements I have is called Dr. Joe's Nitric Oxide. And nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. And many of us over the years don't have the proper amounts of nitric oxide because we're eating bad foods that prevent nitric oxide production. And so we change your diet. We'll get somebody on a nitric oxide support to open up the blood vessels. And most men and women are pretty happy with that. It also can help lower blood pressure because as the blood vessels open, the pressure drops. So we want to get the nervous system working, the digestive system working, and we want to look at nutrition. So folks, if you want to make an appointment to come see us in the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. My doctors would love to meet with you and see if we can help get you well. So if you want to make an appointment, go to my website, drjoe.com, and we can set you up a time. You can do it online or call us. We accept people with most insurances, a lot of insurances, even if we're not in-network. They have out-of-network benefits. So don't make decisions. In fact, I had a patient call up the other day, and she was mad at our staff because she was told her copay was going to be $25. Well, we were out-of-network, and with the out-of-network benefits, the deductible was met. It turned out she was paying less than that. So she was upset because, I was told this. And I said, we just verified it. So don't get excited if you want to make an appointment. Let us check and verify everything. I've never seen a car accident ever where the car was damaged and the occupants weren't, ever. So if you're in a car accident and the car was hurt, you are hurt 100% of the time. And I don't care if the accident was yesterday or if it was 50 years ago. If the spine is damaged and it's out of alignment and you don't get it realigned properly, it's probably going to rub up against the bones above and below it, and that can lead to arthritis. That's what arthritis is. Osteoarthritis is bones out of place rubbing up against each other. So if you want to make an appointment, drjoe.com. Also the supplements. I'm going to talk a little bit more about supplements later. Dr. Joe Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source. We talked about nitric oxide, B vitamins. Those are all on my website as well, drjoe.com. Also available on Amazon. Folks, at least if you're going to do nothing else, take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. That's the minimum amount of nutrients you should take every day. I take it at least once a day. If I have a big day coming up, if I'm going on a hike, I got to do a bunch of radio shows, maybe I got a big date, I'll take a double dose of the Super Greens. It's two powders. It's a scoop of each. I put it in a jar, shake it up with some almond milk, drink it, or coconut milk, any type. I don't drink dairy. And it tastes great, easy to go down, makes you feel great. It's just amazing. You'll be thrilled with it. So, and those are on my website too, drjoe.com. Other issues that might be related to chemicals that you're getting from fast food wrappers, if they're from another country, from cash register receipts, from perfumes, hairsprays, thyroid disease. Study published in the Environmental Health Perspectives found that it's called PFOA, can damage your thyroid function. Individuals with the highest PFOA concentrations were more than twice as likely to report current thyroid disease compared to those with the lowest PFOA levels. So the more of this chemical you have in your body, the higher the risk of thyroid disease. How about cancer? PFOA is associated with tumors, at least four different types: liver, pancreas, testicular, and mammary glands. These are in rats, and it's also they feel the associations with humans as well. It's been associated with increased levels of prostate cancer. PFOA plant workers, people that work in the plants, increased risk of prostate disease. The Environmental Protection Agency has ruled that PFCs, these types of chemicals, are likely carcinogens and has stated that PFOA poses potential and reproductive risk in human. How about developmental? I'm sorry, potential developmental and reproductive risk. So you're trying to make a baby, or you're trying to stay functioning, you probably want to avoid these things. Immune system problems. Several studies of scientists in Sweden found that PFCs had adverse effect on your immune system. There was a report they found a decrease in the immune cell subpopulation studied, in the thymus and the spleen, were caused by immune suppression, which was caused by these chemicals. So once again, we're getting bombarded not just with our food, but with our environment. Increased low-density lipoprotein. A study in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine found that children and teens with higher levels of these chemicals, from we're talking about these endocrine disruptors, had higher levels of total cholesterol, and the bad cholesterol was high as well. And they were associated with increase in total cholesterol, both low and high density lipoproteins. So you're thinking to yourself, Dr. Joe, I'm doing everything right. I'm eating right. I'm taking Dr. Joe's Super Greens. I'm taking the Essential Source. Can't figure out why I'm having problems getting well. Well, now we have to look at your environment. Sodas. I love this study. This is a good study. Soda ages you as much as smoking. Isn't that a kick in the head? I mean, who would have ever thought that? Related news published in the American Journal of Public Health claims that drinking soda on a daily basis ages your immune cells to the degree similar to that of smoking, of a daily smoking habit. The research concluded that researchers study the effect of sugary sodas on what's called telomeres. Now, what the heck are telomeres? Every cell in the body contains a nucleus and has the genetics in it. And in the genes are this little tail. It's called a telomere. And when you're young, the telomere is very long and very active. And so as you get older, the telomere shrinks and becomes less active. So we can actually do tests now on your cells to determine your biological age, not your chronological age. That's when you were born and count the years from there. Your biological age is what your body is like. So you can be 20 and have a biological age of 40 or vice versa. And so we're finding now that sugar can affect the telomeres. And that's pretty wild stuff. The shorter the telomeres, shorter telomeres have been linked to health detriments like shorter lifespans and more stress, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. The doctor was from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. And it was about 14 years ago. They found people who drank more sugary soda tended to have shorter telomeres. Drinking 8 ounces daily of soda corresponded to 1.9 years of additional aging. So if you just have a can of soda a day, 2 years in your biological age, drinking 20 ounces of soda a day was linked to 4.6 years of aging. So imagine that you just took off 5 years from your life by drinking a 20-ounce soda every day. Why would you want to do that? I haven't had a soda in years. Now, the good news is that there are options. You can do soda. You like the bubblies. You like the soda. You like the flavor. There's now soda sweetened with stevia. If you know what stevia, it's a little plant. I say little. I mean, the leaves are about the size of your pinky fingernail. And you can have, next time you're at a store, one of the big box stores or garden store, they sell stevia now because it's a ground cover. Take it, just break off a leaf when nobody's looking, chew on it. You will be amazed how sweet it is. And then we can take it and extract out the what's called the stevia side. And that's what makes it sweet. So if you're going to drink soda or you're going to have any type of sweetener, I'm going to say okay to stevia. Now, less sweetener, the better, but I'm going to say okay to stevia. It's probably not a bad idea. But this is wild that these new studies are coming out on this. The authors point out is exactly the same association, this shortening of telomeres, with smoking. Extremely high doses of sugar that we put in our bodies within seconds by drinking sugared beverages is uniquely toxic to metabolism, but it's a similar reaction to the telomeres as is smoking. Why would you want to speed up the aging process? And now we have options. You can do stevia sweetened soda. Now, you can also just do seltzer. Now, here's the difference. You know the difference between seltzer and club soda? I bet you don't. Club soda has salt in it. Seltzer doesn't. So, again, if club soda is your biggest sin, it's fine. But take some club soda, add a little stevia to it, add a twist of lemon or lime to it. You just made soda. How cool is that? Real cheap, too. Now, if you get one of those little soda machines, which are real popular now, it's even cheaper still. So you can buy it in cans, but again, the cans may have bisphenol A. I don't know if they put bisphenol A in a regular can like that. But you probably want to, if you can make it yourself, great. If not, this is not your biggest sin, trust me, okay? Much rather see you cut out the 7 deadly sins of nutrition. You know what they are, right? Alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. Dr. Joe, that's my whole diet. I know it's your whole diet. Everybody says that to me. And everyone does this. I'm amazed. I mean, I have guys come in that are real manly men, and they eat barbecue every day, and they suck down their bread and their beer. And they all fight me at first. Well, my doctors do a lot of my patients now. And they'll fight my doctors at first, and then they'll get into it. And they'll give up just a little bit. They'll give up the artificial sweeteners, and then they'll give up the sodas, and then they'll give up a little bit of the meat, and then I'll have more salads. And within 2 or 3 weeks, they're saying, I feel great. This is amazing. And then I get what everybody asks me. Dr. Joe, why didn't I do this sooner? And I hear that literally every day. Why didn't I do this sooner? And my answer is always, I don't know. Why didn't you do it sooner? And that's why the show is so popular, because people listen to it. And you're not going to do everything. I get this. You know, I was talking to one of my bosses the other day, and he says, every time I listen to your show, I want to take notes. He says, my wife is sitting next to me in a car, and she's like, I don't think we can do all of that. I don't want you to do it all. Oh, I'd love for you to do it all. But if you can't do it all, at least do a little bit. Take a step. Start with Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. If you're not willing to do anything else, they're 2 powders, a scoop of each I take. I put it in a jar and I shake it up with a little coconut milk, almond milk, and drink it. It's awesome. You want to throw some cinnamon in there to help stabilize blood sugar, knock yourself out. do that every day. And then when you start to feel better, you start noticing a difference, then you might want to, if you want to right away, add Dr. Joe's adrenal support. And then you might want to add Dr. Joe's probiotics to help you bacteria. And on my website, we have about 11 different supplements that I've created. Read my books, Eating Right for the Health of It, Prescription for Extreme Health. Those are on the website as well, also available on Amazon. But do something, folks. Make a change. And if you want to make an appointment to come see us, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge in the Atlanta area. We'd love to have you come see us. Go to website, drjoe.com, set up an appointment. My staff will explain everything, how we do it, how insurance works. We do accept insurance, car accidents. I've never seen a car accident where the occupants weren't damaged. But we want to get you well and keep you well. So stop waiting. Make an appointment right now, drjoe.com. Hey, folks, thanks for listening. Catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.